Next destination on my world travels is Buenos Aires, and it's a big city, Buenos Aires, capital city of Argentina. And because it's such a big city and I've been there so many times, I'm not going to explain everything to do. I've probably been there maybe 2 weeks in total, taking all the days that I've been there and all the nights that I've spent overnight in the hotels and stuff like that. I can't really sum it all up in or sell it to you all just in 10 minutes. So this time I'm going to stick to what I did this time out. And, you know, if I've got any other things to mention, I'll throw them in there as well. Again, my mission this time out was to find a juggling ring because I needed to buy a new juggling ring and a nose clip as well. I think I mentioned that in the last update. So the first thing that I did is, of course, I left the cruise terminal, and because I got there on the cruise ship, of course. And the first thing that I did was get in a taxi. And, of course, what always happens is that in Buenos Aires, the taxis are actually really cheap. But always, always, always ask them to run on the meter because it's good value. And as soon as they're not running on the meter, they'll want to rip you off. And I was like, okay, it's going to be, you know, 25 pesos, 25 pesos. He's like, yes, 25 pesos, 25 pesos. I was going to go across to San Telmo, which is a really cool part of town. So I was 25 pesos. Yes, 25 pesos. He couldn't speak English at all. And my Spanish is a lot worse than anybody's English. And so we went across there, and then I gave him, it's like, no, $25. And I was like, no, I said pesos. So in the end, I just gave him the pesos, because that's a good fee, you know. And I guess 25 pesos is maybe what, $7 or $8 or something like that. So it's actually a good deal. So definitely always run on the meter there, and you can get around Buenos Aires really, really easily. Where I went across to was San Telmo. It's actually a really nice little, very traditional part of town. The buildings are all a lot older than most of the city, and it's quite quiet most of the time. But then on there's sort of like different areas where there's lots of cafes and markets. And if you go there on a Sunday, the market is there, and you get tango dancers on the streets. And it's, like I say, a very traditional, a really nice place to go, not just as a tourist destination, but also if you just want to hang out. And that's pretty much what I wanted to do, because, you know, there's these different cafes that I go there. Maybe I've been to them 4 or 5 times each or something, maybe not that many times. But I know the places where it's, you know, the food is good, the drinks are good, and they have good internet access, which was what I wanted to do. Because what I wanted to do is, of course, catch up on emails and things like that, but also track down a juggling shop somewhere in Buenos Aires. So that's what I did. First thing, of course, I did is stick a message up on Facebook saying, looking for juggling shops in Buenos Aires. And within about 15 minutes, I got 3 responses back saying, hey, go here. The shop is called K8 Malabarissas. And I had actually found it online by then, but it's often good to get up-to-date information from local people or people who've been there recently saying, yes, that shop does actually exist and is open and things like that. So I had another quick walk around San Telmo, but by that time it was raining. So I went to the Walrus bookshop, which is an English bookshop there, and I've been there maybe 4 or 5 times, and the selection of books still isn't getting any better. But because I'm always in the area, I normally pop in. And this time still didn't buy any books there like normal. But anyway, Walrus books is the English bookshop in San Telmo. And then because it was still raining, I spent, I think, 5 pesos on a taxi ride down to the Florida area. And Florida, or Avenue Florida, is the main shopping street in Buenos Aires. Again, I was just looking around trying to find a sports shop to buy a nose clip. I know it gets really, really exciting here. But again, if you ever want to do any shopping in Buenos Aires, want to do any clothes shopping, anything like that at all, Florida, Avenue Florida, is the place to go. Now, what you then I then did, and what you should do, is definitely go up to the Avenue of 9th of July. It's the widest street in the world. I want to say a wide street. Like, maybe there's... No, I don't think there's anything wider than this. I think it really is maybe not just the widest street in any city, but just the widest street anyway. It takes maybe 7 or 8 minutes to cross the road, because there's, at any point along this road, there's maybe sort of 4, 5 sets of traffic lights across, not on the length, it's across. So if you're a pedestrian and you get to it, okay, you cross at one point and then you cross again another stretch of road and then again, so maybe 5 or 6, always around about maybe 14, 15 lanes wide. This road is, there's a big obelisk in the center, like something out of Egypt, which you can tell the center of it, and that's you can see that on a lot of postcards. But otherwise, just this street is it's just amazing to actually drive down in a taxi, because, you know, you're stopping every block at traffic lights, and then, you know, you're going this way and then back into the central lanes and then back out to the side and then back, you know, depending on what the taxi driver thinks is the quickest route down the street. You're going in a straight line, but you're swerving right and left. So it's quite interesting just to have it take a bit of a walk down there. There are, of course, quite a few of the interesting buildings down there as well, down this main street. But otherwise, it's just interesting to go down the street. What I did, though, is I was wanting to go over to a place called the Soho area. Oh, I've forgotten the name of the actual area of the town now. I've got the map in front of me, though, so let me just quickly look it up. I went over to Palermo, Hollywood, Palermo, Soho is the area I went over to. And to get there, I thought, well, instead of getting a taxi, I'll because it's like on one of the main U-Bahn lines or one of the main metro lines, I'll take that, because right there in the center of this Avenue 9th of July, or Avenue, I don't know what 9 is in Spanish, de Julio. So I thought, well, I'll take the D line down there. So I got myself a ticket, a return ticket. It was like 2 pesos or something like that. It's less than a dollar to do it, and went some stops. And I remembered why, and why I said this earlier to you, is why you catch taxis around Buenos Aires. Because when you're there in the middle of the summer, the metro is the hottest, smelliest, sweatiest, most crowded metro, well, I've ever been on. Well, maybe not I've ever been on, but, you know, because I've been around a lot and have been on many metros, but it's very, very unpleasant. And even if, because I was just going one length of or what this one direction down the D line, it was quite unpleasant. And also, I never really feel safe in Buenos Aires. There's quite a lot of crime. Now, there's none of these sort of like favela areas like there is in, if you go to Rio de Janeiro, there's places where you just don't go. And it's the same in lots of cities, in lots of big cities in South America. There's none of that really in the city center, but there is quite a lot of crime there, but certainly nothing compared to other places in South America. But, you know, I could never really feel like walking like around the sort of tourist areas or the nicer areas of town, like I say, the Palermo, Soho, and San Telmo and stuff, you don't really feel, I didn't really feel any fear of any kind of street crime. But on the metro, for some reason, I did, because maybe it's just because it's so crowded. I'm always like going, oh, I'm not really sure. And people are going to steal my iPhone and things like that. But it's certainly no Morocco or anything like that. So anyway, I got off at the Plaza Italia stop. And went north up into Palermo. Well, it's not north, it's more south, sorry. It's just because I'm looking at the map now, and the map is always, they always line up east to west along the coast, but that's not actually the way around it goes. It's they actually flip the maps around, which is really, really confusing sometimes. Anyway, so I went up there, and I found the K8 Malabarista shop, and they didn't have any juggling rings. So I should have called ahead, went all the way there, but the guy there, he said, no, wait a second, just go around the corner, and we've got a warehouse and the factory, and they'll be able to find some there. So I went there, and it was really nice. The guys, they were really nice at the K8 Malabaristas, and they're like, hey, Luke, they recognize me, because they know me from the European juggling festivals that they've been over to, you know, the European juggling convention. They're like, hey, check it out. And they're like, hey. And I was like, yeah, I'm looking for a ring. They're like, here's some rings. And I was like, how much is that? And they're like, no, take the ring. It's free. And I'm like, hey, really good. I mean, they're like ex-display rings, because they were really running out of juggling rings, and they're obviously making a new batch of them. So the rings that they did have, they gave to me, which was really, really nice. And then I had a bit of a walk around the Palermo Soho. Still raining a little bit, though, but I went in and had a fantastic burger, a burger complete. I can't remember the name of the bar that I had it in, but it was one of the nicest burgers I've had in a long way. And again, it just comes down to the fact that beef in South America, even at the cheapest beef in South America, is a lot better than beef around the rest of the place. So after that, I head down. There's sort of like the park there. There's the zoo just south of just towards the coast, let me put it that way, from the Plaza Italia. So I've never been in the zoo there, because normally when I get there, it's really hot. And going to zoos when it's hot is like the worst thing, because all of the animals are sort of just sitting down, just sweating and panting and not running around. The best time to go is sort of like either really early in the morning or late in the evening, or not during the height of summer. So yeah, I walked down that way and just walked all the way down to where the The parks are down there. You've got these different pagodas in these different towns. There's the park at the 3rd of February and these other places, which are strange things to walk around. Really nice area to walk around. And then I went down to the planetarium. And again, I just wanted to take some to make some videos for my juggling video that I'm making this year as well. And also down there, there's always jugglers. And there's actually, let me put it this way, there's jugglers all over the place in Argentina, in Buenos Aires. Because what they do, they stand at traffic lights, and when the cars stop, they all start juggling. And then, of course, they stop juggling, and they hold out their hat, and then they walk around the cars, and people put money in the hat. So you got this, we call it traffic light jugglers. And you have them in Berlin as well. But the people who do it in Berlin came from South America and brought that sort of performance tradition over there. But yeah, there's just loads of jugglers all over the place. When you're going around in a taxi, there's just jugglers on all the street corners or on all of the traffic lights. Well, not all of them. But I saw this time in Buenos Aires maybe 4 or 5 sets, groups of jugglers there. And in the past, I've seen more. And so the guy's there. And that's when I took the only photograph that I took in the entire day. Because it was raining and I just wasn't really inspired, I didn't take many photographs at all, which was a bit of a pity. But I did take one photograph of one juggler. So I guess when I put the notes up, I'll include old photographs that I've taken in the past around Buenos Aires. Like I said, I've been here a lot. But yeah, then I was suddenly going, okay, what time is it? What time is it? And then I looked at my mobile phone and I was like, oh, wait a second. Did I change the time from Montevideo? Because Montevideo is 1 hour different from Buenos Aires. And I was like, well, what time's the ship leaving? The ship's leaving at 7 o'clock. And then I was looking at it and I was saying, okay, and then I was like, wait a second, I've got to be back there. And my mobile phone was saying it was almost 6 o'clock. So I was getting in the taxi, go back to the ship, get back there as well. Because I have to be there in just a few minutes, you know, and it takes time to get through the thing. And I was rushing back and I managed to get there and got onto it. And then I sat down on the shuttle bus to get like across the port in Buenos Aires. And I said, what time is it? And they said, oh, it's like 5:10. And I was like, oh, okay. Because of course, Montevideo is an hour ahead. But then I got confused and think it was an hour behind, and I was thinking I was going to get there at sort of 7:10, whereas actually my clock said 6:10 by the time I got to back to the ship, and it was actually 5:10 in Buenos Aires time. So I was completely confused, completely knocked for six there. But missing a cruise ship is one of those fears, these of a primal fear that I have whenever I go off a cruise ship and it's setting off. And I've been closer than that, of course. This time I was mistaken, and sometimes I have been the last person to get back onto the ship. But anyway, that was my day out in Buenos Aires. Maybe you get a little bit of a taste of the city. I've got loads more stories from my time in there, from other times in Buenos Aires, but I'm sure I'll go back there again in the future. If you want any more information about the city, just email me, luke@juggler.net. That's the best way to get a hold of me. Or if you want any other stories, I'll do another episode again in the future. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Next up, the Falklands, where I'll be at tomorrow. See you then.